Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Every 2 weeks here on the Dom Show, Neil Zorin jumps on board and tells us what he's watching and what we may watch on TV. Hey, Neil, welcome back. Good to have you.
It's always good to be here, but I'm looking forward to the same shows that everybody else is looking forward to in the next couple of weeks, the Super Bowl and the Oscars. So that's two of the things.
Yeah, well, Neil, commercials, I don't remember the Super Bowl commercial the last few years. It's been memorable. I go with the chalk. The all-timer is the 1984 Apple commercial. They only played it on Super Bowl. Beautiful, athletic woman comes in with all the drones and throws a hammer at the screen, playing off the breakout for Apple in 1984. That's been voted many times the best. Do you have a favorite? Do you have one that you think, oh, boy, that was unbelievable?
I really don't, because I think they're overdone. I mean,
okay.
I have a feeling most people run out and get their next beer or you know, see if the cheese is melted on the macaroni between downs. So I don't even know why people are paying up to $5.6 million for these things this year. But yeah, they are the things people watch, and I probably won't watch the game, but I probably will watch the reel of the commercials afterwards to pick out the best.
Yeah, exactly. And then the halftime show is, I think the quality you need for the halftime show, when it's going to be good, it's not about pure entertainment. It's about big. It's got to have big names if mm-hmm. I were doing it. And with J-Lo and Shakira, particularly worldwide, those are big names.
You have huge names. They've had huge names in the past. Here's the problem with the halftime show. They want to make it into a big choreographic spectacle. After all, it is television, so they want it to move. But the problem is that diffuses it. You get so involved in them marching through the crowd or what their choreography is that you don't get to watch them perform. What I would wish is that they would have them still on a center stage, focus on the stage, let them work on the stage, not go into the crowd, and just perform their act as they would on any proscenium in any auditorium in the United States, rather than running around and rather than trying to be a big production number. I never find myself able to focus on what's happening, so I'm not entertained. I'm more confused than entertained, and it just seems so amorphous. It just seems like it's, why not just play a tape of them doing it with a pre-recorded sound, which probably it is anyway, because it doesn't register to me. You can't focus on it.
Gotcha.
So I have never seen a worthy halftime show in the history of the Super Bowl.
Now, other than the Oscars, we'll get to that. So we know Better Call Saul, not to February 23rd. Oh, mm-hmm. my God, the tease goes on forever with that. Is there anything since we last talked 2 weeks ago that you're liking or is about ready to come up in any channel, modality, anything at all?
Mm-hmm. Well, my curiosity is focused on next Thursday. Actually, it's next Sunday. It's the same day as the Oscars. When Homeland comes back to Showtime, I want to see where Homeland can go. It's been so... It's been so scattered in its last seasons. I was even surprised to see that it was coming back. For some reason, it escaped me. It had been renewed. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with Homeland starting on the 9th. There's a couple of other things. There's a show called Briar Patch, a dark comedy that's coming to USA Network. It's being produced by Sam Esmail, who does Mr. Robot, and it's supposed to be of the Fargo stamp of a dark comedy with a noir theme. So that's coming up starting on Thursday, this week, and I'm trying to look forward to that. Other than that, I've been watching Disney Plus product, and I'm not interested in The Mandalorian. I'm not even interested in Baby Yoda anymore. Nothing on Apple TV has stunned me, and I want to catch up with Picard on CBS Plus, just because that's the newest access network, the newest Plus network. And it's been there, but they're making a big pitch for it. And of course, I like Patrick Stewart, and I'm old enough to watch Star Trek when it was new in 1965.
All right, yeah, so those are all things.
I was a Spock fan.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was a Spock fan before most Trekkies were born. And then Survivor comes back on February 12th.
Oh, and this is the Survivor again of all the champions or something like that, right?
Yes, yes, yes. But Survivor, to me, of all the reality shows, the only two I've ever really liked a lot are Survivor and the one where the people go around the world, with them blanking on the name of it. And
The Amazing Race.
Well, Neil, I would say
they're
this.
The two I like.
That first year of Survivor was magic. I mean, I did not miss, and I had on a couple of them because we were CBS then, and we actually did a watch party for the finale of Survivor. And it has survived, but that first year, Rudy and Richard, a couple of the other characters, that was the good reality TV. It was riveting.
Right, and that's when reality TV works. When reality TV works is when it brings in a special reality. What I think Survivor does, it not only shows you Survivor skills, it shows you negotiating skills, team skills. There's a lot of life skills involved in what happens in Survivor. I don't always like all their challenges, and I think some of them are stupid and really don't show anybody's mettle. But at the same time, I think there is a lot of problem solving, a lot of other things that get done during that show that is better than what happens on most reality shows. Also, they don't dwell so much on what happens in people's backgrounds, which I always hate. I'm totally an anti-sentimentalist. I just don't like, I don't want to know what your problem was. Just go out and do your dance.
All right. Where do we find Neil Zorin? I know in the Delco County Times. And where else until 2 weeks from today?
At Neil's paper, and he'll see me occasionally on the morning show on Channel 17.
Sounds very good. Enjoy the Super Bowl, Neil. Thank you. Thanks very much.
And my Super Bowl, the Oscars. Remember those.
Okay. All right. So we will. We'll be breaking the Oscars down next week. Thank you, Neil, too, with Lou Gall. And, you know, I'll watch it extensively because I can just imagine the type of stuff that will go on vis-a-vis President Trump again. So
one advice I give people is you do have a mute button.
Yes.
And you can start taping it and go into it a half hour later. Then you can fast forward through all the political stuff.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Neil. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
There's Mr. Neil Zorin here on Talk Radio 1210. Lou Gall will take us to the movies next week. Homeland coming back. I might take a look. Again, the first season of Homeland.
Last season sucked.
Magic. Yeah.
It was so bad.
Yeah, but I try to think maybe they'll find what they found originally. That was a bust-out show, the first year of that.
Because I've been missing Homeland so much because I've seen it so many times, I finally started binge-watching 24, which is by the
first season.
Was the original. I mean, Homeland's by the same makers of 24.
It is, yes.
And that's not a good show, 24.
The first year is not?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
That's it.
Okay, listen. Can I explain my point?
Yes.
Why? I really can't get past the, allowing the time shifts that happen. Like, so every episode's an hour, right? As we already know.
Yeah.
But, he's driving across Washington, D.C., and 5 minutes later, he's there.
Well, come on.
I can't suspend my disbelief that much.
You got to suspend it to what? The first year, maybe the second year, it's amazing show. After that, degenerated.
And I guarantee had I watched it originally, I would have recognized how revolutionary the television was. But because I've seen so many good crime shows now, I go back and it seems so redundant, even though they were probably the first to do it.
They were.
Yeah.
It's the first.
A lot
of the clock, the whole thing, and killing off the wife at the end of season
whoa,
one.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yes.
Hey, now.
It's not a spoiler alert there. I'm
come on. I'm like two episodes away from the finale.
Oh, okay. Well, you're like 50 years behind it, so no spoiler alert.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.